It was a wonderful welcome for President Kennedy and Mrs. Kennedy. There was certainly no adverse demonstration. It was a tremendous welcome that Big D gave our chief executive. The presidential motorcade is now just almost out of our sight, and the only thing still visible above the heads of thousands upon thousands of people who are still following the motorcade down Main Street towards Simmons Freeway, just the very top of the big buses carrying the official party and the congressman, as well as the White House press. It was a tremendous welcome, and any fears that might have existed in the minds of some about the alleged small handful of people who might have launched severe demonstrations to mar the president's visit, these were apparently unjustified, or at least taken care of in good order by the Dallas Police Department, who had such a tremendous force in evidence at the downtown areas and all over the city of Dallas as the motorcade moved through, that there was no danger whatsoever and none in evidence of adverse reactions to the president's visit. A completely overwhelming welcome for the president. Now, this is Bob Huffaker in downtown Dallas, returning you to Jay Hogan at KRLD Studio.
That winds up the more than 1 hour long broadcast of the arrival of the president from Fort Worth to Dallas, the motorcade downtown, which is now wending its way up Stemmons and will be at the Trade Mart in a matter of minutes. And KRLD will pick up the broadcast later in the afternoon after resuming our regular program. Stand by. After resuming regular program, KRLD will bring you another broadcast direct from the Trade Mart. This is KRLD News.
This is KRLD, AM&FM Dallas, CBS Radio for Dallas-Fort Worth. We continue our regularly scheduled program with Back to the Bible in progress.
Asking those of you that are living quite a distance.
Which just occurred in Dallas, Texas, where President Kennedy is visiting. President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas were both hit by a would-be assassin's bullets as they toured downtown Dallas in an open automobile a short while ago. That is the latest word that has just come in from Dallas on United Press International. The Associated Press, in its first report, says that President Kennedy was shot just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. Mrs. Kennedy, who was riding with him, jumped up and grabbed Mr. Kennedy and cried, "Oh, no." The motorcade sped on. According to the last report, both the president and the governor were hit by the bullets. And now one more ad has come in. The president, his limp body cradled in the arm of his wife, was rushed to Parkland Hospital. The governor was also taken to Parkland. Clint Hill, a Secret Service agent assigned to Mrs. Kennedy, escorted the president into the hospital. And we are awaiting further word on his condition. We will repeat these details as they have come into us here in our New York news headquarters. An Associated Press photographer, James Altkin, said he saw blood on the president's head. He said he heard two shots but thought someone was shooting fireworks until he saw the blood on the president. The photographer, Altkin, said that he saw no one with a gun at the time. These are the details we have so far on this situation. We are awaiting further information that might come in by telephone or by the Press Association wires to our news headquarters here in New York. This is the latest we have at our CBS News headquarters in New York. We now resume our regularly scheduled program.
And Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. As I read this, I just thought how foolish Daniel would have been if he had...
We interrupt this program now for a special report from Jim Underwood at the scene of the shooting.
Report from Jim Underwood at the scene of the shooting. I'm now in the courthouse on Street. I was in a car, seven cars behind the president during the parade from Love Field through downtown Dallas. As the car I was in made the turn at Elm and Houston and started down for the Triple Underpass, I heard three loud shots seemingly from right over my head. There was so much confusion with people running, I thought at first that some of the spectators farther down the street toward the Elm Street underpass had been hit. I saw many of them throw themselves flat on the ground, and the police officers started blowing whistles and running for the scene. I leaped out of the car I was in the parade. Police are now surrounding the area down here. Sirens are screaming. And evidently, police believe that the man who fired the shots is still in the Texas School Book Depository building at the corner of Elm and Houston in downtown.
We return you now to our regular program.
Man of God. So he handled the innkeeper with this same spirit.
And now here's Jay Hogan from the KRLD newsroom.
In the public interest, this broadcast, requested by the telephone company, represented by spokesman and official Mr. Will Rogers, appealing to the public, appealing to the concerned public, but not to telephone Parkland Hospital. Please do not telephone Parkland Hospital. All the trunk lines are jammed, and it's interfering with necessary communications with Parkland Hospital. Public of Dallas, please do not call Parkland Hospital.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States is dead. John F. Kennedy has died of the wounds received in an assassination in Dallas less than an hour ago. We repeat, it has just been announced that President Kennedy is dead. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States, is dead at the age of 46, shot by an assassin as he drove through the streets of Dallas, Texas, less than an hour ago. Repeating this, the President is dead, killed in Dallas, Texas, by a gunshot wound. According to the Constitution, Vice President Lyndon Johnson will now succeed Mr. Kennedy in office.
And now we take you to Parkland Hospital and Bob Hoffaker.
We're at Parkland Hospital where the horrible announcement has just come that our president is dead. No one wants to say anything on an occasion like this, but someone must have something to say. We have here with us Fort Worth Congressman Jim Wright. Mr. Wright, do you have something to say?
We have just learned that our president is dead. This is a sad day, a day of grief, a day of shame for this land.